The reality with the budget cuts that we're forced to make is that we cannot keep the number of branch libraries open, financed by the council, that we used to keep open. We're very willing to work with any parts of the community that are interested in raising the funds to keep their library open by whatever means.
Well, what sort of means do you think that's going to be?
In Stony Stratford, the town council are looking at the possibility of them taking it over. In Woburn Sands, they're looking at the possibility of creating a charitable trust with part funding from the town council, funding by membership. Both libraries are looking at the possibility of renting out some of the space to local community service groups and so on. There's a variety of ways in which they can raise income.
Have you responded to people who are worried about the closure of libraries?
We've responded to the formal questions that were put at the Cabinet, and we've responded to the Friends of Stony Town Council, of Stony Stratford Library, who handed in a major petition. We've responded to the two town councils. It's not possible to respond individually to everyone who's sent in the standard circular letters that we're circulating.
And what about the protest itself at Stony Stratford Library? What's your response to them taking away all the books?
If they choose to take out all the books at once, that is entirely their choice, and the people who come afterwards will not have books to take out. I think that's an unfortunate action. It certainly highlights the popularity of the library, and I hope very much that we can get something with the town council to keep that service open for them in Stony Stratford. If we can't do that, then they will be able to make use of all the other libraries in the city.